Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Working away.
That's the key. We'll be starting in a minute.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gudula Jimmy. Alpha Gimel Yutta. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadeinu Acharenu Noa Kufrei Shayan Sin Tetnen Nagi Bor Dor Sheyehu Acham Yehba Nun Gimel Dalet, the secret sequence Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it is cleansed, where it is healed, where it is rejuvenated, and then return it to the body where it will again do its job in its newly recreated pristine state. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Hay that created the constellation Talay, the Aries, the Lamb. Some people refer to it as the Ram. We can translate those two letters as the doorway to the physical world. Barchem tacharem lachamei tzitzeta
tzameh
tzatetresh tzaditav gimel Hasin kadosh,
kadosh,
erotu
ha,
nahel, adata, tet kufet, tet
nunayin,
yachid ge'e, lamcha
p'nei,
zokrei, jata, Shavatenu kavel,
Shavatenu kavel,
Shavatenu
kavel,
We're going to say the four verses from the Tanakh that connect us to the energy of last year, 5774, and this year, 5775. Last year's energy, by the changes that we made within ourselves, we were able to affect the ceasefire in the south of Israel. We say this verse again continuously, so as not to fall back, not to lose that ceasefire, and also to move forward in changing ourselves, continuing to change, so that we can reach a peace treater in the peace treaty in the South and in all of the directions. The verse is Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makam le'ami le'israel unta pi ve'shakan taftai below yodah old below yosi v'nei avla lalo kasher baruch yodah. And now the three verses that connect to the energy of this year. This year that is helping us to pierce the veil, to see through the illusion to the truth, which is that no one has to die, but the angel of death is an illusion. And as we change us, ourselves, we will change the world. So that everyone can see that death is an illusion and they do not have to die. The first verse that helps us to achieve this is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama alo yudemi meni lo tarpeni adilzi yuti. The next verse is Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. From Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo la neta yo ve do ro a yo ru yo. We're going to be studying the Zohar tonight from section 16 of the Parashah Tzav. It is titled The Four Kinds and Hoshana Rabbah. And it's interesting to note that tonight and tomorrow is the seventh day of Nisan, which connects to the month of Tishrei, which is where these holidays, the Sukkot and Hoshana Rabbah, appear in the physical world. So each time, whatever passages we read from the Zohar, it's always going to be related to the energy of that particular day. And this one just is much more clear what that connection is. We'll start by saying the Lashem Yehud, which is how we align our consciousness to the essence of unity. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimud Chilu Lilakta Shem Yudke Bavavke V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. We're starting with Pasuk number 108. Dalad minin belulav ve'inun shiva ve'itema d'zayin mikden inun lav hakeyela arba aninu ve'inun mit parshin letalta ocharanin. Uvovada Hilchon itaru shiva acharanim le'ela le'otava alma bekama sidrin. There are four kinds in the lulav, which are seven, namely three bas of myrtle and two bas of willow, lulav and etrog. It may be argued that there are seven kinds, but it is not so, for there are four divided into three more. The myrtle into three and the willows into two. Thus two were added to the myrtle and one to the willow. Hence there are seven. Through the action of waving them to observe the precept, other sevens are stirred above. The seven sephirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chodeh, Yesod, and Malchut. The three boughs of myrtle correspond to Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. The two boughs of willow to Netzach and Hod, the lulav to Yesod, and the etrog to Malchut. All are to do good for in the world in several respects, through the above-mentioned seven sephirot. My commentary. Just as the sages speak of four worlds, as four worlds. Also, we get a hint to the 12 tribes through the Zohar verse. As a student of Kabbalah, always know that when you speak of the number four, you are also speaking of the numbers 7 and 12. Feel free to ask any questions anytime. Pasuk number 109. Ki agidi biklala mitbarcha bekushit v'minachala yamika demabua denagid v'la pasik le'almin meimo mil nagda alayhu Vian kalevat ehab.
Hello. Are we disconnected?
Memo mil nada alayu Vian kalevat deha begin Dei badla Lealma ila'a Betata it barcha menaihu beitaruta dadeha beshata di keneset Yisrael it barcha menaihu uhu amin it barcham. Ad sovavim et mesmiz be'ach kima de'id mar. Although it is part of the seven sephirot, the congregation of Yisrael, Malchut, is blessed from all the six sephirot above her. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And from the deep river that is drawn from its source, these waters never stop to be drawn to the six sephirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. She suckles the daughter, Malchut, for she is her daughter, the daughter of the supernal world, Binah. and the lower world, Zeronpin, and receives blessings from them when they stir. When they bless the congregation of Israel, all the worlds are blessed, for they receive from her. Hence the encircling of the altar, as we learned on the 7 days of the Feast of Sukkot, the holiday of the booths, since the altar corresponds to Malchut, which receives from Bina and Zeronpin. By the seven circlings, she is filled with the seven Sephirot. During Sukkot, we wave the lulav when we say the chalel, which expands our vessel for the holiday. And then after the waving, we circle a table which is holding a Torah, representing the Ark. And we circle it once in 6 days, and on Hoshana Rabbah we circle it seven days. And this verse in the Zohar is explaining what each section of this procedure represents and which Sephirah it's relating to, and gives us a deeper understanding of the physical act and helps us to have the Kavanah to be appropriate for that particular action. Pasuk 110. Huyod beitaruta gashita kuhu mitbarcha kumaya lehistap Beya v'ishta avin Kuhu mi babua T'nachala amidaka T'kola l'nachka l'alma U'kich v'ayayi Kuhu l'achim v'la yveshim Liam Shaka Birkan Lealma Begin de Ilane Elaine Gulu Lachin Tedira Vesarpin Bilhon Mishtachin Tadira Uzman Kedvavta Dilhon Moreover, by this stirring, by waving the four kinds, all six sephirot, namely Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, are blessed with water, namely abundance, and are satisfied with it. They all draw from the source of the deepest river, Bina, and take it down to the world. All the four kinds, therefore, need to be fresh, not dry, since fresh refers to their being full, to abundance, to draw blessings to the world. Those trees, the myrtle, the willow, and the lulav, are always fresh, and their leaves are ever present in the tree, whether summer or winter. The time of their joy is on the 7 days of Sukkot. Notice how the same term is used in different ways in Kabbalah. Water is chesed, and here it is being expressed as abundance, which is an attribute of chesed. Pasuk 111. V'tanenan v'sifra derav chamnuna asaba Dehahu chela deitpachka al ilanim ilain olchad vechad meilain lanatil birkan vechedvavta leila ela bezim nada V'chedvavta bilchon Ve'ela. V'chedvavta de'ilanim. Ilein letata. Uhu. Bezimna dahu. Deitaruta dilhom. Beinun kadishe malkatalyan. Vekad Yisrael naselo kola idar. Bezimna davi alma. Meet Barkalyaka Birkan Lealma. We learned in the book of Rav Hamuna Saba that the minister appointed over those trees of the four kinds, each receives joyful blessings from above only at that time. They all rejoice above, and the rejoicing of those trees is below, at the time of the days of Sukkot. Their stirring depends upon the holy men of the king, namely upon Israel waving the lulav. When Israel waved them, everything is stirred at that time, and the world, Malchut, is blessed and pours blessings upon this world. Just as Rosh Hashanah is a time of judgment, and that judgment is manifested during the whole year, Sukkot is a time of blessing and joy, and that joy lasts through the whole year. The actions of the Sukkot, meaning the waving of the lulav and the etrog and the hakafot, the circles, creates joy in our lives and the lives of the world throughout the whole year. Pasuk 112.
Ketiv kol Hashem al hamayim el hakavod amar Rabbi Yose Davraham kol Hashem Bakoach da Yitzhak, Kol Hashem behadar, da Yaakov, Kol Hashem, Shover arazim, da Netzach, Kol Hashem hotzev, Lahavot esh, da hod, Kol Hashem Yachil Nidbar, Da Tzadik, Kol Hashem, Yecholel Ayalot, Da Tzedek, Bekuhu, Mitgadlei Al Yama, Beit Shakyan B'maya, Legadla Ha'idiktiv, Benahar Yotze Me'eden Lashkot Et Hagan V'kulu Hane Mitare Birkan Li'alma Me'ahu Shak Yudit Shakyan Kulhu.
It is written, the voice of Hashem is upon the waters of El, of glory. Rabbi Yose said, this is Abraham, namely the attribute of Chesed. The voice of Hashem is powerful, is Yitzhak, namely Givurah. The voice of Hashem is full of majesty, is Jacob, namely Tiferet. The voice of Hashem breaks the cedars, is Netzach. The voice of Hashem divides the flames of fire, is Hod. The voice of Hashem shakes the wilderness, is the righteous Yesod. And the voice of Hashem makes the hinds to calve, is righteousness, namely Malchut. They all grow by the sea, which is Bina, and are given water, namely the abundance of Bina.
in order to grow. Hence it says that a river went out of Eden to water the garden. They all arouse blessings to the world by the drink they give all. And I am adding, truly beautiful use of this psalm, which is connected to joy and happiness. It's a good practice to say Tehillim 23, and specifically these verses from 3 to 9, or to 10, actually. Pasuk 113. Tachatzi hane sheva kalim talyan b'mila b'fuma b'ishar yome shata v'hashta la talyan ela v'yovada v'anan Ovada kabeinan, Wila mila begindiv zimna, Da mivare lekol shata. Come and see. These seven voices, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, depends upon the words of the mouth throughout the year. But on the 7 days of Sukkot, they depend only upon deeds. We need that then an action, not a speech, since during the time of the 7 days of Sukkot, the whole year is blessed. And I am adding, the potential that is described in the previous two verses, 111 and 112, we create the potential during Sukkot, while the actual will depend on the voices of the Sefirot, meaning our connection to the Sefirot during each week, which manifests the potential joy that we create during Sukkot. We manifest the joy through the prayer, our voices speaking words of Torah during the year. But it's only capable of connecting to the chesed that we created, that we drew from the level of Bina during our actions of Sukkot. Pasuk 114. Beyom ha-shavi'a Dechagu siyuma, Dedina di alma, Ufidchin nafkin, Mibe malka uguran, Mitare umistayman, Behayoma viarve, Nachal talyan, Behu vainan, Litara gevuran, Lemaya usahara, Zayandim nien leravava, Lahai mizbeach mi baya, Deitak begin deit malya. Maya I bera Titakadu It Malya Polama It Barha Bemaya. On the seventh day of the feast, which is Hoshana Rabbah, judgment of the world comes to an end. Sentences are sent from the king's house, and the Givurot are aroused and ended on that day. The willows of the brook depend upon them, these Givorot. One needs to arouse the Givorot toward the water and to circle the altar, which corresponds to Malchut seven times, against Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Chod Yesod and Malchut, in order to imbue the altar with Yitzhak's water, namely with the illumination of Chochmah of the left column called Isaac. That water will fill Isaac's well, namely Malchut, that when she receives from the left, it is called by that name. When she is filled, the whole world is blessed with water. My commentary. There are 22 days of Hag of holiday in the Hebrew month of Tishrei. Hoshana Rabbah is the 20th day. It is on this day that the decrees of judgment on people are issued to the angels to manifest during the year. These judgments also include beneficial items, and that is being referred to as water. Also, the calculation of rain has been made, and that is being expressed as well. For higher level souls, judgments that we would consider negative are thought of as positive, and water by the universe in general. Pasuk 115. Uvayo ma givurot ba'enan l'mayahu sayma lon levatar deha b'hai yomam sayme ina ukich ba'edan levat shalom v'yara U saima alon dila mistachu dehayoma itaruta vesiyuma veaditaruta vesiyuma u diavdimni u diavdinyan bearvena. On that day, Hoshana Rabbah, there is need of Givurot in order to draw water. The secret of the mentioned illumination of Chochmah, which is drawn only together with Givurot and judgments, and to conclude them later. On that day, judgment is concluded, as there is no further need to draw the illumination of Chochmah drawn through judgment. Hence, one needs to beat the willow boughs on the ground and end them, namely their illumination, so there will not be any. On that day, there is the stirring of Chochmah and the conclusion of Chochmah, and we make use of the willows of the brook, which alludes to Netzach and Chod, through which Chochmah is revealed by means of judgments. I'm adding. The five willows are beaten on the ground while the person meditates on the five final letters to sweeten the period called the birth pangs of Mashiach. This is a period of judgment since it is the end of the 6,000 years leading to Mashiach. The five are beaten five times, similar to the elevating of the five silver coins associated with the half shekel mitzvah. Pasuk 116. Amar Rabbi Chiya v'day hakihu v'shapir v'arve nachal misitra d'nachal nafke givuran uvhayoma mitare Saime de Hayoma Kitty Vaya Shal Yitzhak Vaya Ich Por et Beerot Tamayim Beerot Kitty Haser Vaya Shal Mahubaya Shav Ela Yomakadma Diyarha Sheruta Dadina Ababako Alma Vaitak Kaima the Kursaya Yo Yulimeda Alma Bahayoma Vayasha Vitak Vaitara Dininu Saima Dinin Vaya For it be'erot Hamayim le'arka Givuran the Knesset Yisrael Le'itara le'maya De'hamaya b'guran Nachtan le'alma Rabbi Chiya said, "This is surely so, and it is well spoken. The willows of the brook are so called because from the side of the brook, namely from Bina, Gibarot come out, namely the illumination of Chokmah, with their judgments. On that day they are aroused and ended. Of that day it is written, and Isaac dug again the wells of water." The word Birot, literally wells, is written without a vav, since it alludes to Malchut, called well, Be'er. What is it? What is again? The first day of the month, namely on Rosh Hashanah, is the day of the beginning of judgments throughout the world. And Isaac, the secret of the left column, rose to the throne of judgment to sentence the world. On that day of Hoshana Rabbah, Isaac again stirred the decrees and brought verdicts to an end. Isaac dug the wells of water. Namely, he poured Geburot upon the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, called well, in order to arouse the water, the secret of the illumination of Chokmah. Water descends upon the world through Geburot. Namely, the illumination of Chokmah comes down only coupled with judgment. I am adding, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse from the Zohar becomes clear. Rosh Hashanah starts the period of judgment, and Hoshana Rabbah completes that period of judgment. Then there is Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah, which represent the center column. Notice the idea of the Hebrew word Birot being spelled without the vav. Thus, during the period of Tikkun, the judgment is never complete, since we really could not handle strict judgment. We need the mercy of Hashem in order to complete our Tikkun. That mercy is a longer period in which to complete the Tikkun. Remember to thank Hashem for his mercy. Even if sometimes it doesn't feel merciful, we need to know that it is always less severe than it needs to be. Pasuk 117. Ugin de'ilein givuran la nachtin ela b'iva v'yomadiva la necha ruchechon tekaimei alma ela begin de'alma itzterich Lehumai Tama begin the alma Bedina it bere Vekola baya Aki bekich Kola Veovada talya Milta Viat kahana Vilvadavatikuna Dehu Aved Lutata Itaru Ilain Vitata In Litaknalon Umit Kakne Ayado. Since these Givarot descend only by means of clouds, which are judgments, and on a cloudy day the wind of the pillars of the world rests upon them only, since it must be so. Since the world needs them, why is it so? Because the world was created through decrees, namely on Rosh Hashanah. Hence judgments should always be revealed together with water, which means the illumination of Chachmah. So the wicked will not get hold of the left column and bring back the judgments of Rosh Hashanah. And everything must be this way, because it all depends upon actions. Therefore, through the deed and correction that the priest does below, namely the action of sacrificing the upper and lower, are aroused to be corrected and are corrected by him. In the same manner, through the deed of the four kinds and the willow of Hashanah Rabbah, Chachmah is corrected by means of judgments, which are revealed together with it, so that the wicked will not be able to take hold of it. I am adding, Givarot comes with mercy, the 10 days of repentance. The mercy comes with judgments, Hashanah Rabbah. Thus we have 22 days of central column. We do not think of these days this way. It is helpful to think of these days as the central column, since they mix both right and left in each section of days. When you think of the central column, you are in the central column consciousness, maintaining your balance. Pasuk 118. Amar Rabbi Yose Hataneinan Arava Didamya Lusif Yavan Behayoma Umayyo Amar Rabbi Hiyayo Aagi Delid Rasha Udiate Aki hu vadai te deha bahayoma besiflan talya bahayoma pakid malka lemeha pipchin lesantira umistai meya Dinin Visastim Lishana Bishame Alma Beoma Dakadma Diarcha Sheruta Dina U Visioma U Bahayoma Rabbi Yossi said, we learn that the willow resembles the lips on that day. What is the meaning of this? Rabbi Chia said, this is only according to homiletic interpretation. Yet it is surely so. It depends upon lips, since on the day that the king orders the verdicts given to the officers in charge of them, judgments are brought to an end. An evil speech is ended in the world. The beginning of the verdict and its ending is on the first day of the month, as has been explained. My commentary. The leaves of the willow look like lips. It also depends on the expression of words, which come through lips. The lips represent judgment in the frame of the mouth, since they assist in forming and limiting the sounds. Pasuk Pasuk 119. Tachati b'yoma da'shalemin umsaime amina azi zayin birkan dilchon v'sharan v'dina v'Yisrael b'yoma da'msaime dinin dilchon v'sharan v'birkat kata d'hal yoma achara z'minin l'ishtash'a b'malka l'nadla mineya birkan l'kol sheta u'ahu Chedvavta la mishtache b'malcha ela Yisrael bilchodaihu umandiyativ im malcha v'natal leya bilchodeya kol ma devae Shail, v'yahiv leya v'yad Yisrael shara v'yami ha'aza m'saime v'yad ketiv achavti echem amar Hashem Wigomer. Come and behold on that day the heathen nations complete and terminate their blessings and abide in judgment. On that day the children of Israel end their judgments and abide in blessings, since on another day, Shmini Atzeret, they will take delight with the king and take blessings from him for the whole year. On that festival day, Israel alone are with the king, and only he who sits with the king receives them. Whatever he wishes, he asks, and the king says yes. Israel therefore begin to receive blessings, and the heathen nations terminate their blessings. It is therefore written, I have loved you, says Hashem. But it should actually be translated as I love you. Not past tense, present tense. I'm also adding, during Sukkot, we read about the 70 sacrifices of the bulls, which is shared with the 70 nations. On Hoshana Rabbah, we read the last of these 70 sacrifices. This is what is meant above about terminating the blessings of the other nations. And then we start receiving the blessings of Shmini Atzeret, which is an open-ended blessing to the children of Israel. Pasuk 120. Amar Leya Hachameina Leya Leesav B'shalva B'malku Bikrikan Ilaim V'shalit Al Alma V'yatamar V'yasim Et Haran Shemama Al bechol atar haki, hu kevan demalka kadisha gazar gezera, veshaveha iyo gezera bepitkeya, karasid kimadi daveyad aveyad vaasim et haran shema, excuse me, harav shema ma ha shviti bapit kadili veken koli nun tavan de gazar alayhu de Israel dikiv ani Hashem dibirti viasiti. He said to him, yet we see Esau lived calmly, reigning in great superior cities, ruling over the world, and yet you say, and laid his mountains waste. He said to him, it is always so. When the holy king pronounces a decree and places it amongst his verdicts, scripture testifies to it as if it has already been performed, though it has not yet been executed. It therefore says, and laid his mountains waste, since I have already considered in my verdict, and it will be carried out in due time. This is also true for the goodness he decreed for Israel, in that it will be done in its time. As written, I, Hashem, have spoken and have done it. Hanoch adds, this is a hint to the children of Israel that Hashem lives in a frame where the future is in the present. We need to strive to experience that kind of reality. Pasuk 121. V'zot Torat Rasham V'zot Torat Chamincha V'zot Torat Tzevach Hashlamim Zot Torat Achasat Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Ha'utbuha L'tata Da Bekola Ileila Da Bekola Uman Dishtada Beoraita Not la lehulake, lehulake yo becola, beitachid becal citrin, willaba e le carba, carbona al nashea, willhait bar. And this, the Hebrew Zot, is the Torah of the guilt offering. And this, also Zot, is the Torah of the meal offering. And this, also Zot, is the Torah of the peace offerings. And this, again Zot, which is the, Zot is the male form of the word this. It represents Zerunpin. Excuse me. Yes, Zerunpin. Is the Torah of the sin offering. Rabbi Yitzchak said, it has been explained that down below, Zot is within everything, and up above, Zot is within everything. Since Zot, Malchut, indicates all lights from her and above, since she receives them all into her, also below she gives abundance to all the worlds from her, and downwards, and she includes them all. The name Zot therefore appears in connection with all these sacrifices, as she includes them all. He who is occupied in the Torah takes her, Malchut, as his portion, entirely, and joins with all her aspects. The guilt offering, the meal offering, the peace offering, and the sin offering. Hence he need not bring a sacrifice for himself, as we have already learned. My commentary. As we have learned, Torah study is equivalent to all of the above offerings, the Torah student does and will not need to bring animal offerings when the third temple is revealed once again. Does anybody have any questions? Classes. Next class is Saturday evening, when we will have a Zohar class on the Parasha of Shmini. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our preparation for Passover with class number 7. Monday night at 7 p.m., we will continue our preparation for Passover with class number 8. Tuesday at 7 p.m., we will either continue with class number 9 in that preparation, or it will be advanced reincarnation. Depends on how much we get done Sunday and Monday. Wednesday will be questions and answers, unless we need to continue any preparations for Passover. Next Thursday is the Thursday night is the searching for the Chametz. I'm not sure if we'll be having a class that day, and that's why we have started this texting system that's very secure. You need to register for this texting system. The way you register for the texting system is on the website, and I will tell you the name of the document to open up is called Kabbalah Texting System. And you'll find that through the local search box in the right side of the Yeshem website. It's not yet up, but it will be up tonight. Please text to 81010, the appropriate code for the appropriate class. There are 7 different classes. 7 or 6 different classes. So I hope you'll join us by doing so. That way you will know what we're doing each night, as I will send a text before I start the class. We'll also let you know if there's not going to be any class or any other things like time changes. Over the 2 days of the Seder holidays, the Passover is 8 days long, 7 days plus 1 outside of Israel. The first 2 days and the 7th day are holidays where we try not to use the phones. So we will not be doing classes next Saturday night and Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, it's a week from Sunday, the first Sunday in April. Does anybody have any questions? Have a beautiful Shabbat. Please make the connection to the central column, to that balance point that is represented by the middle point in verses in the Torah. It's in the parasha of Tzav. We'll speak to you soon. Have a beautiful Shabbat and a beautiful Pesach if we don't speak before then. Shalom.
Okay, shalom. Thank you.